Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
We all have something, big or small, usually small, often trivial, that we refuse to let go. That thing that we hold true, written in the stars, and refuse to budge on. And if you catch us at a party or on the tram and you let us talk about it, we will just hector and lecture you, refusing to ever consider the option of changing our opinion. I present to you the hill I will die on.
The hill I will die on.
ABC's very own Tony Armstrong, good morning and welcome as my very first guest here on The Hill.
Well, it's an absolute honour, Sammy J. I can't wait to discuss what's on The Hill, what's on my hill.
Well, you know, because you don't leave here alive. I mean, you will die at the end of the segment. That's the whole point.
Well, what a way to go out. I'm comfortable with this.
Okay, so what is it? What's the thing that I won't even bother trying to change your mind on, Tony?
I don't think there's any such thing as true altruism. And I really don't. I don't think that there's any examples of true altruism, but why does that matter?
Okay, well, now I've got Gandhi on the line. He wants to have a... Oh, no, he's just dropped off to do another good deed. Tony, what are you talking about? You think no good deed has ever been done just because someone wanted to do a good deed?
Yeah, but so there's two parts to the sentence, but that doesn't matter because the good deed is still the good deed. It doesn't matter what the motive is, I don't think.
Be known for your works, not the filthy thoughts that preceded them.
So, for instance, if I'm going to help someone across the road, I know for sure that I will feel better after I do it by taking them over the other side, ushering them to safety. Now, is that deed still good? Yes, absolutely. Did I know I was going to feel good for doing it? Absolutely. If I was to share someone a bit of my food, I know they're going to enjoy that food. I know they might be hungry. I know I'm going to feel good at the end of it. So why does it matter?
Well, because people question the motives and people think that motives are... Okay, take a human out of it. What if you're in the park on your own, there's a family of ducks and they're about to be, to use a real word example, swept down the Merri Creek. And and you are alone and you can save those ducks and you do save those ducks, Tony, but no one ever saw it. How compelled do you feel to tell people about that act versus just keeping it to yourself?
I think that's even another step away from the from what I'm talking about here, yeah. Which is I know that there will be a great feeling, endorphins will come all over me, and sure, that's not the driving force behind it, but I think there's just some tiny little part of everyone who goes, yeah, I'll feel great for doing this. And I know that's quite a cynical outlook. I really understand that. However, I really don't think it matters.
Well, okay, I'm chatting to Tony Armstrong here on The Hill That He Will Die On, where he's claiming there's no such thing as true altruism. Now, this being a new segment, Tony, I envisioned that each segment would end with me sort of, you know, effectively, metaphorically killing the person on the hill and walking away. But with this, I'm actually going to get down on my knees next to you and possibly die alongside you, because I think I agree with you, Tony.
Do you actually?
No, genuinely, because let's get real, you and I can do real talk.
Yeah.
We can do it swiftly. I think life is a constant struggle not to be selfish. I can only speak for myself, of course, but you know, I feel the entire 100%. Life is, man, it's hard to not think about yourself. It's hard not to be worried about your own whims and desires. And so this feeds into that because I did the same thing. If you do something good, of course you want people to know about it because that feels good. You want to be seen to be nice as opposed to seen to be a jerk. And yet, you try and hold on to the fact that you can still make a choice to do a good thing regardless.
Yeah, see, I think it's even a step back from wanting other, like from worrying about other people knowing. I think it's you do it because you know you will feel good. Like you know, like chemically, endorphins will pump through your body and you'll feel good for doing a good deed. Now, is the good deed still good? Yes, absolutely. Even though you even though you knew that you were going to feel good for doing it.
But, Tony, what about people who do a minor good deed but then expect maximum reward and they bang on about it or they do post it on their Brekkie Book social media pages?
See. Now they're right down the other end of the scale. I don't think that like doing that is altruistic. I think that's still a really, really fantastic deed, but you don't have to tell everyone. So, for instance, Nick Kyrgios, throughout the pandemic last year, was rocking up to people's houses in Canberra, just giving them food, giving them, giving them supplies, all of this kind of stuff. We never saw it on social media. It only got out colloquially through people who it had happened to. Now that is. But, I think as close to altruism as you can get.
But Tony, he would have known. You don't turn up as Nick Kyrgios and think, you know, it's not going to leak out that information.
But think about how easy it would have been for him to put it online.
Yeah.
And think about all of the other athletes who put that stuff online.
Okay, how's this? A lot of text coming in here right now. Signing up to be an organ donor, says someone. You don't get a buzz out of that. True altruism.
You do.
Yeah, I think I got a buzz when I signed up. But
same.
Mickey says soldiers in the trenches would dive on grenades to save their mates. How's that for true altruism? That's a pretty strong argument there, Tony.
I don't like talking about war.
Yeah.
What a good way to avoid a very good example against me.
I don't like talking about war.
Whoever brought that one up, can you not come to my hill?
Yeah. Okay. No, Mickey H is on the hill and I think he's found a chink in the armor. But nonetheless, being as we are out of time, Tony, you have successfully helped me launch this new segment. Are you prepared now to die on your principles? I don't know. I haven't got a sound effect for this and maybe we don't want one.
Grenade?
Maybe you should just drop off the line, okay?
Okay.
So when goodbye. I thank you, you're not there, okay? And that was Tony Armstrong, who is now dying on his hill. He believes there's no such thing as true altruism, and he has just had his chance to say that. This segment will return, maybe even with you, the listeners, because people are on board, and everyone has a little thing. Text me in if you've got a hill that you'll die on, and I'll give you the space to make your case.